I'm Marco Werman, and you're with the world. Content, they say, is king, but the way Germany sees it, there's some content online that doesn't deserve its place on the throne. A new law in Germany will fine social media companies up to $60 million per violation if they don't promptly take offensive material off their platforms. That includes hate speech and fake news. The law applies to companies that have more than 2 million users in Germany, so think Facebook, think Twitter. And since the law went into effect last week, the ensuing conversation shows us some of the tension between holding social media companies accountable for content on their platforms and allowing users to post freely on those platforms. To break this all down, I've got two guests with me. Lisa Maria Neudert is with the Oxford Internet Institute, where she researches propaganda, social bots, and fake news. And Emma Alonso is with the Center for Democracy and Technology, a nonprofit headquartered in Washington with offices in Brussels. So, Emma Alonso, let me start with you, because your organization, the Center for Democracy and Technology, was in touch with the German government as it was crafting this legislation. Under this law, social media companies have 24 hours to take down, quote, blatantly illegal hate speech after it's been flagged. So what constitutes blatantly illegal hate speech, and who defines that?
That's a really good question. So the companies under this law are tasked with enforcing over 20 different provisions of the German Criminal Code, which include prohibitions against hate speech, but also defamation, insult, defamation of religion, a number of different parts of the German Criminal Code that prohibit different kinds of speech or expression. The real challenge for social media company is going to be figuring out exactly what amounts to a violation of German law. That's not something that private companies are well equipped to do, and it's certainly not the role that they're supposed to play in a rule of law system.
So how has the law played out so far? Like, have we seen posts that qualify as hate speech that have been taken down?
Yes, there were some high-profile takedowns where both a politician from one of the far-right parties in Germany had tweets that were very kind of disparaging of Muslims taken down from Twitter and similar posts from Facebook. But then also a satirical magazine, The Titanic, that was kind of parodying this politician's nasty, vituperative comments also found their posts taken down. And the social media companies have gotten criticism from the left and the right in Germany for their takedowns of both of these.
So apparently the companies have not confirmed that they've removed the content due to this new law.
Right. And so that's one of the challenges that this law really puts to all of us in the public trying to understand what's affecting the information that we see on social media. When you have these kind of private enforcement systems set up, as we see under the German law, there's really not that opportunity for holding the government accountable for treating speech as illegal. They've sort of put that burden on the companies and taken themselves out of the mix in a way that means that people can't hold the government to account for deciding that their speech, their ideas, their views actually violates the law.
So defining hate speech is kind of a murky area. Lisa Maria Neudert with the Oxford Internet Institute, let me bring you in here. How does this law apply to fake news? Because that category seems even harder to define than hate speech.
Absolutely. The satire magazine Titanic that Emma has mentioned, when we're talking about fake news, one of the discussion points is exactly, should satire, something like Titanic, something like The Onion, be regarded as fake news? There are a couple of people that say, no, absolutely, this is not fake news. This is clearly satire. But then there's also other people that are saying, well, this can easily become fake news simply if we are talking to people that are not educated enough to distinguish between satire and distinguish between news. And I think those are all big questions that we right now don't have a proper answer to. And all of a sudden, the people that are now in charge of finding those answers are the social media companies.
So you research fake news, Lisa Maria, or junk news, as some call it. You call it computational propaganda. What do you make of this German law?
Well, I think what I like about German law is that when we're addressing issues of junk news, of computational propaganda, a lot of the times the narrative is that we cannot regulate social media companies, and we also cannot put social media companies in a position where they are accountable. And I think this law definitely shows that it is possible to regulate social media companies, even though they are those big transnational companies.
Lisa Maria, would this law affect content that originates from Germany only, or could something like posted by a U.S. user, for example, that reaches German users, could that be taken down?
I think it is my impression that if we have, for example, comments that are originating from a U.S. user but are under a German media publication, then that would also be subject to the law. But this is also exactly one of the slippery slopes you are pointing out with this. We all of a sudden have that global internet and now have a regional law, and we now have questions that we have never seen in that form before.
For both of you, I got to say, it's kind of weird that we're talking about two things, hate speech and fake news, that don't necessarily feel similar, but are they now similar? And are we talking about them together because of the internet and how it accelerates the exchange of ideas? And prior to the internet, I mean, they both existed, obviously, but did they have a common denominator, hate speech and fake news?
So I think what unites them, or why we're talking about them at the same time right now, is really because they fall under this broader umbrella of quote unquote problematic content that is much more viewable and visible on social media platforms. But, you know, I think the kind of the solutions for how to deal with the existence of something like fake news or disinformation in society and what to do about hate speech may in fact be very different. You know, if we're looking at how to help people understand the difference between satire and real news reporting, that's a media literacy and education kind of issue. And I worry that something like this German law is really just reflective of policymakers not knowing what to do about the very high visibility of so much nasty or concerning content on the internet and deciding that censorship is really the best answer and not addressing the root causes of these problems.
I'm a little bit more conflicted about that. So I think while this law is very possibly overblocking, I also think that for the problems at hand that we now have with fake news, with hate speech, those are problems that are so pressing. They have a real-time impact, and especially we see them being used as propaganda. We see Russian election hacking. We see people using the online space to manipulate people for referenda, for elections. And I think when we're talking about education as a possible solution, yes, that is wonderful and one very important way to empower people to really tackle those issues. But the problem is that it's also a very long-term solution, and we really also need measures that are aiming at a much more short-time horizon with this.
Lisa Maria Neuder with the Oxford Internet Institute and Emma Lonso with the Center for Democracy and Technology. Thank you both very much for being with us today.
Thank you.
Thank you.